Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like us and Karen. Soon you will discover you don't get one. You don't get one without the other.
At first, marriage is fun. You learn about your woman, you go to work or school, get your first apartment, pick out furniture, go to church. Physically intimate, but slowly something happens. Nobody really knows when or where, but something changes within the relationship. You don't seem to talk as much. Decisions are not met with the same excitement as when you were first married. Purchases become fewer. Sex and life take on a routine. You don't feel as close, but seem to just be living together. What happened? Where did the passion go for one another? Bottom line is that your marriage can be managed, it can function well, but still not have a sense of connectedness that you once enjoyed. And eventually, you can start kind of feeling by yourself, start feeling unsupported, misunderstood, finally end up wondering why you're even going through the motions. This is where Dr. Doug Weiss comes in, marriage counselor and certified sex therapist in Colorado, and the author of the book Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships. This adds some structure to the marriage so that you can get that intimacy back. I recorded an interview with Dr. Weiss. Here is an excerpt from that interview. When you counsel couples, when they arrive, you talk to them about how sexually active they are together. Talk about some of the questions there that you ask about how often and so forth.
Well, I am amazed, Gary, that how many couples, first of all, never agree on the number. Okay, yeah. I mean, every week, this happened just yesterday in my office in Colorado Springs, or when I'm doing telephone counseling, I'll ask a couple and say, listen, how often are you all having sex? And he'll say one number, and she'll say a different number. And I'm always amazed, weekly, humorously amazed, how couples don't even agree on how much sex they are having.
But you said another interesting development is that very often they agree on how often they would like to.
That is peculiar. I have had many couples who, regardless of how often they're having sex, if I say, now, if you could, you know, wave your wand, how often would you really want to be sexual? You know, they might say 2 times a week, 3 times a week, maybe more than that. And I'll ask the spouse, how often would you like to be, you know, if you were having intimacy on a regular basis outside the bedroom, how often would you like to be sexual? And the same number is consistent. They usually agree on about where they want to be sexually. And once they can agree on that, they can walk on what we call a sexual agreement and figure that out. But that really sends into the marriage a real sense of serenity, kind of peace about sexuality. We don't have to fuss or manipulate. Because most people never grow up. This is funny, Gary. You'll relate to this. I mean, when you first get married, usually plenty of sexuality and also more intimacy. Because remember, we had to sell our wives on marrying us. So we would talk to them and connect with them. And then after marriage, maybe we pull away. Yeah. But sex is happening, and we realize as guys pretty quickly, you know, if I ask 5 times, I can usually get 3. If I ask 3, I usually get 1 or 2. And the women, they learn pretty quickly that if he comes within 6 inches of my body, he wants to be sexual. And then she starts pushing him away.
In talking about the frequency of sex and the come on and what have you, I thought another part of the book that was pretty interesting, and then you're addressing ladies, when you said that when men know when sex will occur and who will initiate it, they will think, meaning men, will think about sex less and experience much less sexual anxiety. Talk about that just a minute.
Right, and they'll also think more about you than about others. Male sexual anxiety, you have to explain this to women in food terms. Men have what we call food anxiety. You know, if we don't know when we're going to eat, we think about food a lot more. You know, if you take your husband Christmas shopping, you don't feed him because he can't cook anymore since he's been married, and you don't feed him. 9 o'clock comes by, he's like, hey, let's get something to eat. You ignore him. 11 o'clock, he's like, I really need to eat. 1 o'clock, he's going to divorce you to eat. Do you know what I'm saying? The less he knows when food is happening, the more he thinks about it. The same is also true of sex. If a man knows, and he'll even negotiate down, if he's saying, I want 4 times a week, say, listen, if you know 3 would absolutely happen every week, could you live with that? Yes, absolutely. And he would think about sex less, and the couple figures out how to manage that. And then once he knows, hey, this is really going to happen, and not only that, she's going to initiate half of it. Well, then he's like, this is heaven, you know? And no, regardless of the frequency, if he knows that we're going to have 2 sexual adults, this is going to actually happen, he doesn't think about sex near as much. I mean, I know with my wife, we've worked through all this stuff, and I know when sex is going to happen. And when it's my week, I really know because it's my turn. And so I know that, okay, well, tomorrow sex is going to happen, so I don't have to think about it today.
Dr. Weiss, in coming to, and what you're recommending is that couples to come to some kind of a sexual agreement. And then you also mentioned, though, something about consequences, that before you begin or after your spouse fails a couple of times to either initiate sexually or respond appropriately to advances, consequences must be implemented for change. Now, how about that?
That's true if you're going to change behavior at any level. You know, if you're going to change your kids' behavior, you have to set up consequences for them. And in the book, we also talk about, you know, the developmental stages of each person, spiritually, emotionally, sexually, financially, socially. And we have three stages: child, adolescent, and adult. And if someone's going to be a sexual child, they're not going to initiate sex. They're going to say no and all that kind of stuff. Then they set up a consequence when they set up their agreement. And in this, what they do is the wife sets up her own consequence, which may be, you know, detailing your car or pulling weeds or going for a 2-mile run or whatever. And he also sets up his consequences of whatever that might be. And then if she says, I want to be sexual with you, he says no, then he can say no, but he has to do his consequence. And that way we get out of that sexual manipulation and control and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And that can get really weird with couples. But if you say no and you do your consequence, at least you're being an adult and things can stay even.
How about the sexual personalities you talk about, that and that really plays into a marriage?
That really plays into marriage, especially for men, because unfortunately a lot of men get conditioned sexually very wrong. They spend years of their life in fantasy, pornography, self-behaviors, and they come up with this portrait of this fantasy woman who always wants sex, always willing, never says no, never tired, never has menstrual cycles, sweats, wants money, wants you to take out the garbage, take care of the kids, or let her in bed, or leave her alone. This woman in the other world is always there. So we come into marriage oftentimes screwed up because we think of this sexual personality, this is the way women are, and they're not. And what happens is we pick a woman who oftentimes complements our personality. And so here you have this guy who likes to take risks, he's successful, he likes to do different things, and so his sexual personality is going to be very similar to his personality. You know, he doesn't drive the speed limit, you know, all these kind of things. Then you have the woman who maybe her personality, and this can be reverse gendered, of course, but her personality might be, you know, she pays her bills on time, she drives a speed limit, she's very organized, you know, doesn't get too excited one way or the other, and she's a great wife, mother, person to be with. But sexually, she's going to have the same personality. She's not necessarily going to come up with, you know, 100 new ideas for sex, because that's not her personality. And when you can accept the other person's personality and work within the two personalities to try to come up with something that works, you're going to have a lot more sexual peace and a lot more intimacy, because you're not going to be trying to make her like some fantasy, and she's not going to try to make you like some boring person, and try to work within those two to get kind of a unique blend of what your sexual personality is going to be in your relationship.
Dr. Weiss, this is such a practical and insightful book, Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships. I appreciate your being with me on the program. How can we get a hold of this book?
They can call 1-800-775-8865, and they can also go to intimatematters.com.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.